This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump continued to lash out at Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Thursday as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate trial. On a near-street party line vote, the democratically controlled House of Representatives approved two articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump last week, making him only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. He is accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now claims a huge win in Thursday's primary election for the leadership of his ruling Likud party. Netanyahu tweeted his prediction just an hour after the polls closed, saying that he will continue to lead the state of Israel to incredible achievements. Netanyahu faced off Thursday against former government minister Gideon Saar. For the Likud leadership, whoever heads the right-wing party would likely be its candidate for prime minister. A tragedy in Turkey, where a boat filled with migrants sank. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Seven people have died and 64 had to be rescued when a boat carrying migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan sank in eastern Turkey's Lake Van. The accident happened at around 3 a.m. on Thursday. The lake is near the border with Iran, where migrants regularly cross into Turkey, heading west towards Europe. It was not clear why the migrants were on the boat in Lake Van, which is completely within Turkey's borders. Five people were found dead at the scene and two died in hospital. According to the governor's office, the 64 people rescued were taken to nearby hospitals and shelters.